Kutatzav, page Yud Beis, bottom of the first column, Perek Beis. Okay, the Alter Rebbe in Perek Aleph, Beis Aleph, was explaining that the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is Moyadim LaSimcha, because Shabbos is level of Bina, Bina is tangible, Bina is Yesh Miyesh. Chochma, on the other hand, is Einig, it's not Moyadim LaSimcha because it's too great, and therefore it's not internalized, you can't understand it properly, so therefore it's not the level of Simcha. So he says, V'zehu shmartem es ha-Shabbos ki kedashi. So it says, therefore, the Pasuk says, you have to keep Shabbos ki kedashi because it's holy. Meaning, he ba'atzman b'chinas kedashu elyon. But Yom Tov, he said before, I mean, we learned these few lines yesterday, Yom Tov is called mikro kedash. Yom Tov is not called Kedesh. Shabbos is called Ushmartim. It says Shabbos ki Kedesh hi. Shabbos is Kedesh. Okay? Yom Tov is what's called Mikro Kedesh. You call the Kedesh, meaning it's not the real Kedesh, it's just, so it's becoming to you. Shank and Yom Tov Nikra Mikro Kedesh are about Alma. Mikedesh Elyon from the level of Kedesh and that's what you say to Vabba. You say, Mechon de Eimon. And he says, Sherigam be Yom Tov. Even when Yom Tov has revealed the level of Bina, you need to bring down the level of Chochma also, because even though Mechon de Eima is something, it's not the David Nifris Chas Shalom, but the Yesh Nimshach Miayin Ki Ayin VeYesh Chochma and Bina Mtrei Rein Dlei Mispash. Okay, this is what we're up to. He says even though Yom Tov is Bina, you still need to bring down into Yom Tov the level of Chochma, because Chochma and Bina are two inseparable. So even though Chochma is Ayin, Chochma Ma'ayin Timotzei, and Bina is Yesh, nevertheless, the Yesh and the Ayin have to be connected. And he says, Shetom is Tanimsha Bechinas Betel Meichan De'Abba, Lies Bechinas Meichan De'Eim is Galas HaTainuk, that Bina should reveal that level of Chochma, Shatainuk Gugam Kimam Shochas Erin Tov Les Machshova. The leitainig ma'asog is dover nifrit chas v'sholim. Now, basically, he's saying like this. Even though Shabbos is basically chochma, Yom Tov is basically bina, but even in Yom Tov, you have the level of chochma also, because chochma and bina are inseparable, so therefore, chochma and bina are always together. So therefore, when you have on Yom Tov bina, it also has the level of chochma also. Al nitin lahonet v'gila erzem machma sirid v'shtal she'ogila zeh, until it comes to a hasaga, which is eich shehu er gadol. So in other words, chachma is basically the level of kedesh, meaning removed from world, very holy level that cannot come into the world. Yet, bina is mikro kedesh. Bina brings down that level of kedesh. Therefore, it's still called mikro kedesh. It's not kedesh. It's not chachma, it's bina. But nevertheless, Yom Tov also brings down this revelation of chachma. And the lower the thing is, kula kame. The lower the thing comes down, the more nothing it is. In other words, Elokus is the real existence. If you're closer to Elokus, you're more real. The further you are away from Elokus, meaning further, the less you feel godliness, so the more yes you are. Elokus is the real entity. So when you don't feel yourself as an entity, only Elokus, then you're bottled to Hashem. When you do feel yourself, meaning it comes down lower, 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 again, not physically lower, but spiritually lower, that you don't feel anything, so then you get this level of bittul. I'm sorry, so when you're closer, you're more bottled. When you're further away, you're less bottled. Ach b'simcha zu, but in this level of simcha binam, okay? So he says that's the thing what's called Mikra Kedesh. Well, Yom Tov is called Mikra Kedesh. Like you call your friend, okay? You call him to turn to you. How do you call your friend? You don't say, hey, you. I mean, you call him the name and then they turn to you. Hopefully. So in other words, why is Yom Tov called Mikra Kedesh? He says, just like when you call your friend, you're calling him by his name. So you're not calling him by his essence. His name is not his essence, like we learned. So therefore, when you call him, what are you doing? You're having a revelation of your friend, his name, come to you. So the same thing, he says, Yomtiv, the same thing with Yomtiv. Like the Yinya Baruch Shem Tved Malchus Elov Aviyas David Shem Bchinas Netzuched Yisrael. Okay, so he says, how do you reveal? Okay, bottom line is, Yom Tov is this revelation of godliness. It brings Ambina, Chachma. Now, how do you accomplish this on Yom Tov? How do you accomplish what part of Yom Tov brings this down? So he says, is only by davening and saying halal. Which again, how do you reveal Hashem? When you praise Him, He comes down. Like we learned many times, why does Hashem need the praise? He doesn't need the praise. When we praise Hashem, it's like you praise somebody, you open up that channel of the person. So when you praise Hashem, Hashem reveals Himself to you. But the Rebbe said, that's only rabbinic. Davening is rabbinic and halal is rabbinic. So he says, "Achem ein rak ben drabonim." Midaraisa, how do you do this biblically? How do you biblically bring down God? So he says, like this, "Am Pesach is ayde achilas matzah." What mitzvah? What act? Because when God mitzvah connects us, a mitzvah brings down godliness. So godliness comes down through a mitzvah. What mitzvah is that on Pesach? It's the biblical mitzvah of matzah, which katnas abba ki matzah mechen daba sheina tinegedei lekris abba sheyitin tam dogam. So he says, remember we learned before, what does matzah accomplish? Just like a kid doesn't know how to call his father until he eats food. Same thing, when you eat matzah, dogon, so you bring down that level of elokos. So he says, liyesh yediyah zuba tinek unim shech momaylam in adasa musik. And this level of knowledge, remember we learned before, there's seichel, and then there's above seichel and below seichel. And he said before, when a child calls Abba, it's not above seichel, because the kid doesn't understand anything. He doesn't know how it's his father, what's his father, who's his father. He doesn't know anything. So that's below seichel. But that level below seichel brings down a level of emunah above seichel. Yeah, 3 days ago.
No. So the Simcha from Simcha.
Yeah, this Simcha, same Maimon.
How come we went through this? What is the connection between Simcha?
No, because he says, what brings down this level of Simcha? How do you bring it down? So rabbinically, it's through davening and saying halal on Yom Tov. How do you biblically bring it down? Because those are rabbinic mitzvahs. He says, when a person on Pesach eats matzah, by Sukkot, it's eating in the Sukkah. By Shavuos, it's probably eating cheesecake, but it's not real. But, you know, that's how the biblical mitzvah that brings it down. And he said, how does matzah bring it down? Because like you said before, matzah, when a kid eats food, he's mature enough to call father. Okay? He says, Ein atinik yedei likris abba ad sheyitin tam dogan. A kid doesn't have the maturity to call father until he actually eats grain, which in this case is matzah. So Abba is, again, the level of Chochma. In the Moshul, a kid doesn't know how to call his father, but father is Abba, Chochma. Mother is Bina. So when you eat the matzah, you reveal that level of Chochma down into the person, on Pesach.
You're supposed to have Simcha at all levels.
All levels. But it's Simcha that has infused within it also a higher level of Chochma. But the Chochma comes down into Bina, so it's a tangible level. Shabbos, it stays in the level of Chochma. Therefore, it doesn't come into Bina, it doesn't come into understanding, it doesn't come into tangible as things, so therefore, you don't have Simcha in Shabbos. Even though it's brought down, you know, V'yem Simchaschem of Me'adechem of Rosh Hashanah, and your day of Yem Simchaschem, the Medrash says Elo Shabbosis. Umeadechem is Yomtiv. So there is a certain aspect of Simcha and Shabbos, but it's not the level of Shabbos by itself, really. You have to bring it down in a rabbinic nature also. In other words, if the whole purpose of a mitzvah is to bring down Kedusha, so why did the Chachamim make seven mitzvahs? Why can't we just bring it down with the biblical stuff? So obviously, there's a level of Kedusha that rabbinic mitzvahs bring down. And the Gemara says that the mitzvahs of the Rabbanan are more precious by Hashem than the biblical mitzvahs. Why is that? Because the biblical mitzvahs are all from Hashem. The rabbinic mitzvahs is what people accomplish, the avodah of the people. So by Hashem, what He gives is one thing, but what Hashem says, when people create that level of Kedusha, it's a much greater joy by me. Right? A parent can teach their kid, but then when the kid does it on their own, it's more simcha than if the parent teaches the kid how to do it. Because the kid's doing it on their own. That's the uniqueness. So therefore, the mitzvahs mit rabbanim bring it down on one level. They bring it down lower, really, than a biblical mitzvah. Because a biblical mitzvah is only milmaila. And that's why a minig is even more, because a minig is even lower. Because minig is
so therefore, simcha is coming from Allah, is not initiated by us.
No, the simcha, because that level of godliness is revealed in a tangible way, so therefore we have simcha from it. We have the simcha. Hashem doesn't give us the simcha.
Today is not Shabbos. Today is, okay, I want to have simcha, I cannot.
You could. It's the simcha of a mitzvah. Ibdu says Hashem b'simcha. That's in our Aveda, right? You have to serve Hashem with simcha.
Yes.
The Pasuk said because all the curses came upon the Jews because they didn't serve Hashem with simcha. Okay? So there is a level of simcha that a Jew has in everything they do. But here we're talking about the day brings simcha, not what we do. The day itself.
Bring simcha. Okay.
Bring simcha. Just the day itself is holy.
On Shabbos, I can have a simcha.
You could have simcha. Shabbos for sure, you have to have simcha. The Rebbe always says, contrary to the world's belief that tshuva means depression and crying and like the non-Hasidic tshuva, the Rebbe says, it says, if does Hashem b'simcha, tshuva is a fundamental aspect in serving Hashem. It's even higher than all mitzvahs. It can undo the past. Mitzvahs can. Tshuva can undo the... So for sure you have to have simcha. Okay? But simcha, yes, it's more external than in pleasure. Okay? But that doesn't mean you have to start dancing around the whole day in the street. I mean, you know, that's not the aved of simcha.
Shabbos, I can have simcha,
but the day itself is really the level of chachma of einik. Therefore, nazir, it's called the bread of emuna. And he says, so now, when do we bring down, he said, by matzah, you bring down the level of chachma to bina, yeah? When's the biblical mitzvah of matzah? The first night only. Right, that's the biblical mitzvah. He says, "Damshochas mechun the abba b'matzah ein ala b'layla rishin." It's only on the first night because that's when it's a mitzvah. So he says, "Misham ve'lachagam dechsid matzah yechol shivus ayomim." Okay, meaning zorch lahachalus kol zayin yomim sheinizunim mebchinas abba. As he says like this, the pasuk says, "Matzah ye'ochel shivus ayomim." But it's interesting. It doesn't say matzah's teichel. Ye'ochel means passive. So it's interesting. He says, by the mitzvah of matzah the first night, you make that in the seven days that the Pesach, it makes it passively because the first night brings it down in all 7 days of the week. Because like we said, there's no commandment to eat matzah 7 days. Only the first night is a mitzvah to eat matzah. We brought them according to Chassidus, it comes out also that when a person eats matzah during the week, they get a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah you're obligated to do. Okay, do a mitzvah. Like it's known from the level of Sfira, so Emed, Shebeshvua, Rish, in the first week, came in Zayim, Mechen, the Abba. The first week is the seven things of the seven midas of Chashmeis, Shemech, Achachma, Nimshel, Bechol, Zayim, Midas. Okay. So he says, so why today do we have matzah 7 days? And over there they only had it 1 day, the mitzvah. So he says, Pesach, Mitzrayim, Ein, and Eg, Yisr, Chametz, Eli, Yem, Achad, Bilvad. In Mitzrayim, Chametz is only forbidden 1 day. Not 7 days, like today. Why? Fishayim, Mei, Sheva, Arim, Shem, Shneim, Mevchinus, Abba. Because Mesh and Arim were there, they were the level of Chachma. They were the Rav Mosh, both Mosh, like it says, Anana the Arin Makifim the Abba Yamish, and then Anana Erin the Choshev Akravim. So he says like this: the clouds came in the Schus of Arin. What did the clouds do in the desert? They killed all the snakes and scorpions. They leveled out the ground. They made took rid of the mountains. Right? It took care of everything. That means the level of Arin is a level of Chochma that gets rid of all the evil. So they didn't need to eat matzah 7 days. They were allowed to eat chametz all the other days because the evil was destroyed by Mesh and Arim. That's what he says. Therefore, it's enough the first night because to get rid of the evil, Mesh and Arim did it. Avol day is for all generations without the Mesh and Arim. Zayom techu matzah. Mikama came. What does it mean? Not that you have a mitzvah to eat matzah, that you're not allowed to eat chametz. That's what the pasuk means. You're not allowed to eat chametz, that the evil shouldn't have a nourishment. In other words, chametz represents evil. When a person eats chametz, he's strengthening evil. So on Pesach, Hashem doesn't want that the revelation of matzah that was happened on the first night to last all 7 days should have any connection to evil. So if you're going to eat chametz, you're going to be strengthening evil. That's going to dilute the gilui of matzah from the first night of Pesach. In those days, it didn't dilute it because they had Moshe and Aaron taking care of the situation. But now we don't. But if techlu matzahs in the evening, tea matzahs shakova because of chayva, they made it mandatory. Ki yemer tzav Hashem chazdei yemer dazon kula. The chesed it goes with all the other days, like it says, "Lo yamish mitecha el." Hainu yemri shemelvachu chesed. Okay, so he says in the kitzur, kedush mikra kedush. I'm shach beyamte vePesach is through matzah. Like the kid doesn't know how to call Abba and matzah. Yochel shivus yami. He explains it means you can't have chametz to have a yunika to evil. Okay, so basically, the Alter Rebbe is explaining now, like he says in Gimel. Let's see Gimel. In Nimsa, ki beis matzahs. There's two levels of matzah. There's the mandatory matzah the first night, and then there's the matzah all the other days of Pesach. Like the first night is the biblical mitzvah, and then you have the others. So he says, a matzah shalai rishon chayva, or matzah shakol yimei ha-Pesach. Okay? So now you have two matzahs. The matzah that they were mechuyev to eat, first night, and then you have the other 6 days of matzah, or 7 days of matzah. So he says, "Am bechin es habeis amesh lehispik." Concerning the second matzah, not the first night, which is before midnight. Right? Halachically, you need to eat the matzah before midnight. It's a big problem. People have these public seders, and then they go home to do their own seder. A lot of Chabad people do that. They have the public seder, and they go home and do their own seder. They have to be careful. So they have to finish eating matzah before midnight. Our custom is even after came in the first night, eat before midnight. But halachically, you can't eat matzah after midnight. You're not getting the mitzvah of eating matzah. So the matzah the first night is before chatzis. That's before nigla aleihem. That's before the gilum. So he says, "Vabchein et seshtehis bekaviseinu yitzichem be'emes." Because like you said before, because they didn't need to guard the matzah all 7 days because Meishan Aaron guarded the evil for them. But this level that the Jews got was a gift from above. Hashem revealed at midnight, the midnight revelation of greatness of Kedusha, and that didn't allow the things to become chametz. But it wasn't their Aveda. It was the Aveda what Hashem did from above. Hainu malachim, which are the malachim shelamata be'elam hazeh, malchi amlochim sarma yainim shebetzvamoyim. He explained in the other mimer, we say Hashem is melech, malchi, hamlochim. Okay? So, malachim refers to the kings down here. Malchi hamlochim refers to all the constellations and everything, above all the spheres and all that. Hashem is Melech Malchei Hamlochim, the essence of Hashem. It's the ultimate revelation of Hashem.
You also said that is also the whole world, right?
Yeah. Because Malchei is plural, Malachim is plural, that's four, right, two and two. And then Melech is the level above the four worlds. So he's saying that's the level of this world, and then you have the constellation, which is the world of Bria and Yetzir and the Malachim and all those guys. And he says, because it says Malchus Vanagase Elamis de Esses Sphiris. Because he says like this, Malachim is Netzach HaYesed, Malchei is Chesed Gvur Tiferes, Melech Malchi Amlochim is Chabad of every world of Asiya, Meidim, Nehid, Obeilim, Yetzir, Meir, Chagas, Beilim, Abriya, Bina, Achmatziz, Meir, Vechinus, Chochma. We learned another Maimonim, that the name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, okay, corresponds with the four worlds. Yud is Atzilis, He is Bria, Vav is Yetzir, and He is Asiya. Okay, we also know, Yud is Chochma, He is Bina, Vav are the six spheres, and the second He is Malchus. We learned that many, many times. It says in Zayhar that Chochmah shines in Atzilis, Bina shines in Bria, the six feet shine in Yetzirah, and Malchus shines in Asiya. Therefore, because Yud, the level of Bittul, Chochmah, which is Bittul like we're learning here, is the level of Atzilis, therefore Atzilis is a world of Bittul, Ayin. Bria becomes Yeshmi Ayin. Okay, that's the level of Bina, like we're learning here. Bina is something already tangible, something of a yesh. So he says in Kabbalah, it says, what Hashem is Melech Malchei Hamlochim, Melochim is Netzach HaYesed. Malchei Hamlochim, Malchei is Netzach HaYesed. I'm sorry, Chesed Gvur Tiferes. And then Melech Malchei Hamlochim is the level of Chesed Gvur Tiferes. I mean, Chochem Bina Das. That's a holy Melech Malchei Hamlochim. That level of Malchus, the way it is in Netzach HaYesed, the way it is in Chesed Gvur Tiferes, and the way it is in Chochmah Bina Das. But that means that level of Elokus, right before you say Einod, right? His patented Einod Lovad, so that's the introduction, Melech Malchei Hamlochim. Because it shows the level of Melech, Malchei Hamlochim. Because it's funny, it's like three times Melech, Malchei Hamlochim. You could just say Melech Hamlochim, King of the Kings. I mean, even in English, Hashem is called the King of the Kings. He's not called the King of the Kings of the Kings. Because that's what it means. Melech, Malchei Hamlochim literally means the King of the Kings of the Kings. So, and Chassidus explains it refers to different levels of Elokus. There's Malchim, and there's Malchim Hamlochim, and then Eibishter is Melech Malchim Hamlochim. And that Melech is singular. Because that Melech is Einoid Movad, it's nothing else. Malchim Hamlochim, and the other levels, there's dualty, whatever, there's dualism. Huh?
Duality.
Duality, yes, thank you. Okay.
This is not for high school. This one.